Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information, good conversation, unabashedly Wisconsin. You're listening to Up North News.
Well, here we are, and good morning. It's Tuesday, August 23rd. Didn't make that note right in my notes here. Excuse me while I get some whiteout, put that on the screen. Tuesday, August 23rd. Welcome to our Tuesday coffee break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Luke Mathers is here as well. The birthday boy, Luke Mathers, is here. Happy birthday, buddy.
It was my half birthday yesterday, and I missed it.
Big things. I hope you're fiat. Wait, what? Wait, what did you say?
It was my half birthday yesterday.
It's a good thing I didn't just take a sip of this coffee or I had to spit it all over the screen. How old are you? Including the half, of course.
Oh, I don't think you want me to share that with you because then you may get really upset and spit out the coffee.
You think whatever age that is, that a half birthday is still a thing. And I think that's adorable. I'm going to send you a card with $5 in it. That's sweet.
Perfect. That'll help the caffeine habit that I have developed from all of this morning programming that I'm doing now.
Oh yeah. Like $5 will get you a coffee any place nowadays, you know.
I said go towards it. It would help. I'm not saying it covers the whole cost.
It would make a down payment on your next half soy macchiato, whatever the heck they drink down there. So
I like lattes, but I'll do a vanilla latte from time to time. But most of the time, it's just coffee with maybe a little honey in it. My grandpa and now my uncle still do it, but they run a honey farm in the Milwaukee area. So the honey business is family business, and therefore...
Buzzing? Can we say buzzing? Come buzzing. On, let's do it.
Honey. That's how I like to have my coffee, a little honey in it, to naturally sweeten it up.
Interesting. I don't know that I've tried that. And I have... a brother-in-law and his wife who have bees at their place near Manitowoc. I'll have to look into that. It might bring some joy to my morning and make me not nearly so sarcastic about somebody celebrating a half birthday. I could use that.
In 6 months, I'll be 29.
Oh, all right. Well,
see, I knew it. I knew,
ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm depressed. So
I told you you'd be upset with me. Like I anticipated that, but yeah,
that my daughters, and of course they don't listen because they're in other states, so I think you can still give your own kids ages, are 31 and 33, and so this is especially disheartening for me, talking to somebody of, you know, I just can't understand your generation, being in your 20s. At least my kids are in their 30s. But as I've mentioned, my oldest grandson has a birthday this week, and we had to talk to the two younger ones last night via FaceTime with my younger daughter, and they are 3 years old and 4 months old. And the best thing right now is that the three-year-old little boy recognizes me. And it is kind of heartwarming until you understand why he does. So I come up on the screen along with my wife, the most wonderful grandma any little boy could ever want. And you know, he loves her. She's very loving, et cetera, et cetera. But we come up on the screen and first thing you hear from him is, "Grandpa." And of course, that just melts your heart. But then you have to remember why it is that way. His favorite show that he watches almost on a loop is a cartoon called Trash Truck. Yes, it's a cartoon about a garbage truck, an animated garbage truck, and a little boy who loves Trash Truck, and then his animal friends. There's a bear and a raccoon and a mouse. And there's a grandpa character who is, you know, makes special appearances now and then and takes the little boy fishing and helps the little boy out with this or that. And so, you know, grandpa, he hears that in the cartoon all the time. So at first I want to feel good, but then I realize the only reason he says my name more than grandma's name is, you know, because his favorite cartoon is about a garbage truck. But I'll take it. I will take the little victories.
There you go. You know? Yeah, it's a win. My niece and nephew are about that same age, and their obsession with FaceTime and calling on the phone is very big right now. They like to see across the phone. So even though I can't be there all the time, they are thrilled when they can call.
The 3-year-old is at the point now where the 8-year-old used to be, and it's just adorable where they now get it enough that they want to take the tablet or the phone. First, they want to give it a kiss, which is great again, but what do? They accidentally hang up the connection because they hit the little red button trying to give you a kiss. Or the step after that is they take it from their parent and go, you know, basically, I got this. I'm going to walk around with this. So they walk around and babble again until they hang it up or they hand it to the dog and the dog licks it and it disconnects you. It's still all better than anything there was before, you know, in olden times when you had to, you know, maybe send a written letter, you know, back and forth. So to have this kind of instant communication is amazing, because whether it's the 3-year-old or the 8-year-old, but not the 16-year-old, I can ask these small children about their half birthday and get them all, they get all excited, you know, to be 3.5 or to be 8.5 and all that comes with it. And so for one little boy in southern Wisconsin to tell everybody here up north about his 28.5 birthday is just the best. So you all send your happy birthday greetings to Luke at radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Just happy half birthday is all you have to say. It'll make us feel real good. We will talk about the much more serious topic of school lunches and a Republican legislator who wants to shame those who need free or reduced meals next. You're up north.